I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
CBS Tonight.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Join homegrown head football coach Pat Fitzgerald and the Wildcats at Ryan Field for Big Ten games against Purdue and Minnesota. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Game 7 of the World Series in Los Angeles tonight. Dodgers hosting the Astros in the final game of this 2017 season. Yu Darvish and Lance McCullers will be the starting pitchers, but everybody pretty much available to go out of the bullpen. Clayton Kershaw said he could throw 27 innings if they need him to, and Justin Verlander, despite starting last night, could potentially be used as well. In hockey, the Blackhawks at home tonight, hosting Philadelphia at the United Center. Rookie Alex DeBrincat will move up to the top line tonight, along with Jonathan Taves and Richard Panik. In basketball, Bulls are in Miami this evening, looking for their first road win of the season as they take on the Heat. And in football, the Bears practice today for the final time until Monday. They are off to enjoy their bye week. Mullion Hanley and Apple Vacations are giving you the chance to win the warm with a three-night trip for two to beautiful Grand Bahia, Punta Cana, and in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. Tune into the Mullion Hanley Show November 13th through 17th for the featured guest sound clip. Tell us the name of the guest and you win. My name's Kevin Zipak and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25...
Sheesh.
What?
Nothing.
What? What's the problem?
Nothing, man.
Okay.
Y'all good?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you?
How are you? What's the name of the destination again?
Principe Punta Cana, Grand Bahia.
Oh, your Latin roots are really shining.
It's in the Dominican Republic. Shep.
Why do you assume he speaks Spanish? Just because?
Yeah. Why do I got to speak Spanish, man?
Because
my mom's Mexican.
Well, that doesn't hurt.
What's that about?
I thought that was the case. But
why's it got to be like that? What, you think I'm having tacos for dinner too, man?
Ooh, are you?
I might.
I had tacos.
If you have ribs, I'll have tacos.
Oh, yeah, there
Dan
it is.
Can have,
the
you know, sure. Lox or something.
Mm-hmm. Bagels.
That's why you can't put Jews in jail.
Why?
We eat lox.
Oh, my God.
Boo!
Oh, my God. Ew!
Bernstein Solos, 5 o'clock hour.
Oh my God.
He's
gonna
be all leaving.
He's gonna be at the open open mic comedy night
show
tonight.
Oh, but why are Dan's jokes so bad? Hub, I've gotta ask you something about Dan's jokes.
Hub, I need you to channel your inner Shelley Berman for a moment.
All right, sorry, Kembo.
All right, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz and Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Hi, Hub.
Hello.
Hub Arkish.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
670 The Score's NFL insider.
Is he a long-range answer? That seems a bit unlikely. I think they've got better young talent in the pipeline, but they're still a ways away from completely fixing the position.
Executive editor of Pro Football Weekly.
NFL expert Hub Arkish.
Analyst for Shaw Media, the Chicago Sun-Times, and the Daily Herald.
I am tired of watching this crap. That was awful today.
Taking your calls on the Bears and the NFL.
Hello, Bob.
Hey, Hub.
Hub's gone. They had to close the restaurant down because they close at 1 o'clock.
Oh, no, I want to talk to Hub because...
I'll call next week.
Hub Arkish.
Hub Arkish? That's getting better than this.
With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Or call right now. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. We have two phone lines open. Your NFL calls, your Bears calls. You can check us out on our live video stream on watch670thescore.com. Brought to you by American Needle. New Blackhawks caps and shirts for the 2017-2018 campaign are available right now.
Hub Arkush is the executive editor of Pro Football Weekly. He is the head of sports media for Shaw Publishing. He's every his titles are
so
are
many
legion.
Titles.
He has many hats. He has many titles.
He loves football.
He is on Twitter at @Hub_Arkush. He is on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Hello, Hub.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Before we get to the phone calls, worst run franchise in NFL history, what would you think?
Oh, we're watching it. I mean, there's never been anything like what's going on in Cleveland right now. It's just this story. I'm not sure what is more bizarre, that they screwed up the trade or that they were going to make the trade in the first place. I mean, you know, the 49ers just got Jimmy Garoppolo for a second-round pick, so the Browns were going to give up a 2 and a 3 for A.J. McCarron? Think about that for a minute. It's craziness. And I was actually wondering yesterday if there was some clause in the bylaws or the NFL league rules that the other 31 owners could get together and just take the team away from Jimmy Haslam and sell it to somebody else. Mm. But it's unfortunate. I'm sorry, Todd. I know you're dialing, but it's unfortunate right now.
This segment with Hub is brought to you by Webb Chevy. For a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. And we start with Frank in Oak Park on the Score.
Great show, guys. I love the block about the Tom Brady medicine show before. I just hope he doesn't start, like, hawking cancer cures when he retires. You know, the league's trying to send people to, like, real clinicians, and he'll be sending them to Tijuana to get crobiacin or something.
There it is, Frank. What you got for him?
Hub, I've got a couple of questions as I try to project a course the Bears could use to improve areas that need next year. A key factor for this upgrade is cap management. Now, I heard a number that the Bears are estimated as $35 million under next year's cap, but with the Bears' use of many one-year deals, this first blush number is often fictive. If that's the number, but the Bears only have, let's say, 22 guys under contract, even if they fill those remaining 30-odd positions with nothing but unidimensional schlubs, that cap cushion could easily drop to $15 million. And if the amount hasn't deducted a pool to sign rookie draft picks, we're already down to, like, $10 million. If that's a number you could burn through by signing one pretty good receiver and a rotational pass rusher, given the Bears want to have a $3 to $5 million safety fund to start the season to cover, you know, guys you got to bring when guys get hurt. First question, what's the real number the Bears are under the cap right now? Second, also, two of the Bears' top three corners, Fuller and Akimura, are out of contract next March. Second question, don't you have to re-sign at least one of these guys? You already need at least a number two receiver and an edge rusher to supplement an aging Pernell McPhee in the draft. Add two corners and you're calling for four immediate impact players coming on the board this in the spring roll call. Jim Finks did that or better a number of times, but our favorite chain-smoking GM usually had 10 to 17 picks to call such gems. In 2018, the Bears have only 5.
Is there a question there?
Well, yeah. I mean, question number one is the current number is they're about $9 million under the cap, about $8.97 million to be exact. But it's always a moving target, so they're about $9 million under the cap. The free agent situation isn't horrible. Kyle Fuller, Christian Jones, Prince Amukamara, the guys starting right now, those are the three guys that are due to be gone. And when they come off, that cap will go up a little bit, but none of them are making much money right now. Actually, Amukamara is making $7 million. So when he comes off, you go right to what, $7 to $9 million, $16 million right there. You're certainly, or I shouldn't say certainly, but almost certainly not going to bring Mike Glennon back, so that's going to free another $15 million of cap space. And so you're probably starting at about $30 million under the cap. I don't think Pernell McPhee will be back. That'll probably clear another $6-7 million. So your $35 million number isn't horrible. But what you got to remember is that when you sign these big deals, even with all the guaranteed money on the front end, it still doesn't necessarily have to go against the first year of the cap. So $35 million is a pretty good number to start with to add two or three significant players. And Ryan Pace has been very clear that he wants to build this thing through the draft, not through free agency. So they're not in bad cap shape. They're not in great cap shape. They're probably about where you'd expect them to be, assuming they finish the season with 6 or 7 wins.
Here is Tim. He is in Hyde Park. He is on the Score.
Hi, Hub. Thanks for taking my call. I have two questions, and then I'll hang up and listen. The first question has to do with the rumors surrounding Calvin Johnson possibly getting traded by the Lions. And then the second question is, you know, in my lifetime watching arguably the greatest running back of all time and arguably one of the greatest wide receivers of all time abruptly ending their career because of the franchise, do you have any insight on why that ownership in Detroit is so bad? And, Dan, by the way, spent about the last 6 months at Comer Children's Hospital. I'd like to thank you for your work you've been doing.
Well, thank you for Tim. I appreciate that. We'll do our best tonight. Best to you and for whatever reason you're there.
Yeah, Tim, the rumors, I think, were unfounded and speculative. It was that the Lions would trade the rights to Calvin Johnson, which they still own, and that somebody else would pay him and convince him to come out of retirement. But that deadline is passed now, so you can't trade rights now any more than you could trade a player. And so he's done until next year and probably done permanently. As far as the early retirements of Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson, I think two totally different things. You know, Barry Sanders would have not only broken Walter Payton's record, but he probably would have set the record well ahead of anywhere that Emmitt Smith could have gotten to. He was just done. I admire that guy. I mean, he said, I've done everything I set out to do. I'm happy with my career. I am healthy. I'm walking away. And he did. And it didn't have anything to do with the Detroit Lions organization or I mean, you know, I'm sure he was banged up, but it wasn't because he was, you know, facing crippling injuries or anything like that. He just, it's kind of like Jim Brown, really the same situation. Although Jim Brown was going on to an acting career, Barry Sanders just wanted to go into retirement and enjoy his life. And so that's what he did. Calvin Johnson, I think somewhat different. That knee was a mess when he hung it up last year or at the end of last year. And that's why some of this trade speculation, I don't know that knee would ever stand up to another full season of NFL play. But he had taken all the beating he needed to. He'd made all the money he needed to. And I think were he healthier, he probably would not have left. So I'm not sure that either one of those really is on the Lions organization.
Greg is in Lamont, and he's on Sports Radio 670 with Hub.
Hey, Hub, I had a quick question about Kirk Cousins and his contract situation. I know that he's been franchised now 2 years in a row, and I think that the Washington franchise can at least transition tag him again. I don't exactly recall what the, you know, the finer details are of that. And now that Garoppolo is in San Fran, do you think other teams might be interested in Cousins should he reach the market, like Denver, Arizona, you know, teams like that?
Well, yeah, actually, they can franchise him one more time. You can franchise a player up to three times. And when you do it the third time, it's some absurd amount. I think it's 20% over the average salary of the top five quarterbacks. So I think, as I recall, the number I heard, and I may be off a little bit on this, but I think it was going to cost him about $30 million to franchise him. And nobody's ever gotten that for a single season before. So they can do it. It is extremely punitive. They've obviously tried twice now to work out a long-term deal and haven't been able to. And so the assumption is that he will move on. The assumption everywhere until the last couple days was that he was going to San Francisco because, you know, Sean McVay is there and he coached him. Because Kyle Shanahan is there, who coached him before he went to Atlanta. And then you've got Sean McVay in Los Angeles. People were thinking Jared Goff might be a bust, so he might go there. Goff is playing well. They now have Garoppolo in San Francisco. So the team that we're watching right now, and actually this is going to be in the paper tomorrow, but I'll give it to you tonight. It's some of the way we hear it. We've been picking up in the last couple of days is that Jacksonville is probably the team to keep an eye on for Kirk Cousins. This defense is starting to look like it's real. They've got Leonard Fournette there. They've got interesting receivers. They're all banged up between Allen Robinson and Hearns is healthy again now, but not playing well. They've got Marquise, I can't remember his last name now, but the kid who had the big game against the Bears last year. So they've got receivers. They've got a wide receiver, so we think the most likely free agent destination after this year could be Jacksonville because they will have the money to do a deal like that.
Well, we just want to make sure he's okay. This is our wellness check of Todd and Gardner on the Score.
I'm depressed. Hey, Jason, in the immortal words of DJ Cool, let me clear my throat. Help me out, Hub. Let's go back a little bit. You have a competent coach, Eric Mangini. The last time I actually felt like I was rooting for a team, they beat the Patriots and the defending Super Bowl champion Saints back-to-back with Mangini. They hire a football guy, Holmgren, who's had nothing but success in both personnel and coaching. He then goes and drafts a running back, trades up for a running back with more miles on him than Lindsay Lohan's mattress, and a 38-year-old quarterback with no spine. So they fire Holmgren, and then they hire Banner and Lombardi, two competent front office guys, who actually trade Richardson for a first-round pick, and they fire those guys. So now we've got a cap space guy and a baseball guy who, like you said, forget about the fact that you're giving up a second and a third for a guy that's probably, well, let's not even say probably, is bad. And then they don't even call the trade in. That's like trying to land a plane without putting the landing gear down. I mean, this is beyond, you know, Ringling Brothers here. You can actually, if you call the Browns, I did it, you actually hear dun 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 when you're put on hold. It's unbelievable. My question is, first of all, and one's for you, Danny. I have this image of Haslam running in like Yosemite Sam. I'm the rootin' tootin'est darndest west of the Mississippi. I mean, he just looks like a clown. But I heard Haslam actually is the one that nixed the trade. And the other thing is, Hub, there's no way anybody survives this, correct? I mean, what are you hearing? There's no, I mean,
including you, apparently.
All Browns fans will right. die this year. Thank you, Todd. We appreciate
Todd,
your call.
Pour yourself a stiff one and sit down somewhere for a while.
Go sit your ass yeah. down. Hub, address that man.
Well, I'll give you the last part. Nobody nixed the trade. They actually screwed up the email. I mean, that is the real deal. They tried to make the trade, and they screwed it up. They weren't able to get it done. And it wasn't, you know, part of it was one of those things, and I've had my own email foibles over the years, but at the end of the day, when you're working on a trade deadline, because I'm told that this deal was actually made about 20 minutes before the deadline, there was plenty of time to get done what they had to get done, and it was Sashi Brown's assistant who he told to send the email, and he sent it to the Bengals, assuming that they would you know, copy them on the confirmation to the league, but the Bengals didn't recognize Sashi Brown's assistant's name, and they just didn't open the email. They didn't, because they had been doing the deal. Sashi Brown had been doing the deal with Duke Tobin, and so it's just unprofessional. It's minor league. It's ridiculous. It should never happen. And I don't have a better explanation for you than that. Now, as far as how this has been allowed to continue, Jimmy Haslam was definitely brought under a federal indictment about 3 years ago, and it was for some kind of kickback scheme on rebates he was supposed to be paying on diesel fuel to truckers through the Flying J or Flying Pilot or whatever it is. I don't believe that has been adjudicated yet. I think that there's been all kinds of hearings and appeals and delays, but I don't think that there was ever a settlement or there's ever been a ruling yet. And that may be, and I could be wrong about that, but that may be what keeps him from devoting the full attention and being more public than he is, because he's been missing in action the last year or so as this thing's gone from bad to worse to clown show. And so I would think, I can't, I mean, Hugh Jackson, I think I told you guys this last week. I talked to one NFL coach last week, and I said, come on, you're going to tell me that with any NFL roster, you shouldn't win more than one of 22 games? And this coach said, now you got to win three or four, you know? And so Hugh Jackson can't survive. But at least he's a football guy. Sashi Brown and Paul DePodesta never should have been in these jobs in the first place, and only Jimmy Haslam has the answer. You know, I love when Chicago bucks up and they want to blame the McCaskies for everything, when in reality the McCaskies are really not guilty of all that much. They've made some bad hires, but it's not their fault that the Bears can't win, and the Bears can win under the McCaskies. What we're seeing right now tells me that the Browns can't win under Jimmy Haslam, because I don't understand how he's tolerated this to this point.
This segment brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. More with Hub. Couple lines open to 312-644-6767. He's answering your football questions and helping your football life on the Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute. 2 seasons ago, the Denver Broncos went dull and old school to win a Super Bowl. And Peyton Manning's last year, the Hall of Fame quarterback, was physically compromised and couldn't throw the football with the same power and intensity that he once could. So instead, they curtailed their QB, relied on a good run game, and the number one defense in the league. This season, the formula should have been the same. Their defense is, again, number one, and their rushing attack is top 10. However, their inability to rein in a very average Trevor Siemian has led to their downfall. Simeon has thrown 6 interceptions in his last 3 games, leaving the Broncos with a 3-4 record and 3-plus games behind the division-leading Kansas City Chiefs. Simeon just isn't good enough, but neither is Brock Osweiler, who will start in his place this weekend. So what do? Go old school again and just run the ball. Even if it's painfully boring, at least your quarterback won't lose the game for you. I'm Tiki Barber.
You accomplished a lot today, and you're only getting started. Every day, you want to do more than the day before. Now, with our help, you will. At Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network, we're helping you get more out of healthcare and more out of life. We believe it's time to stretch dollars and imaginations even further, to think creatively and collaboratively. We believe it's time for more. Find out how Blue Cross can bring more to you and your business. Visit timeformore.com.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. I love this time of year. Nothing's better than lying in bed on a cool, crisp autumn night and drifting off to a quiet, restful night's sleep. But if you or a loved one has sleep apnea, the sounds of snoring may be echoing throughout the whole house. CPAP is typically the first line of treatment for sleep apnea, but studies show up to 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now there's a silent, mask-free treatment option called Inspire. Inspire is FDA approved and works inside your body with your natural breathing process, delivering mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open. Simply turn Inspire on before bed and off when you wake up. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to sign up for one of a series of upcoming free educational events in the Chicago area, where you can talk with an Inspire trained physician and people who treat their sleep apnea with Inspire. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
3117.
If you're a doctor looking to secure financing on a new home with no money down and no PMI, then you need to call David Hochberg and the Team Hochberg Mortgage Experts to secure information about the Team Hochberg Doctor Program. This amazing loan program is available to medical doctors who have at least an MD, DO, DDS, or DMD degree and an employment contract. Medical doctors, including dentists, podiatrists, ophthalmologists, and veterinarians who qualify, can purchase a home with no money down and no PMI. That's right, no money down, no PMI. David and the mortgage experts on Team Hochberg are one of the few lenders to offer this exclusive and amazing loan to doctors. If you or a family member is a doctor and you'd like more information about this outstanding loan program, pick up the phone. Call David now, 312-751-1333, or visit pearldavid.com. David and Team Hochberg help thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333. Or visit PERLDavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois residential mortgage license C4358, NMLS 1.
Hey, Chicagoland, it's Mark Rohde, and I've got Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert here. And Ryan, everyone loves to save money. Duh. Sounds like you have several ways, though, that can help people do that.
Summer's over, fall's here, and people's credit card debt and the bills have just piled up. I have the perfect loan for you, a cash out refinance. It's just as easy as a normal refinance, but we don't stop there. We get you the money you need to pay off those credit cards or bills once and for all. Stop making those greedy credit card companies rich. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
At Governor State University, you're more than a number. You're their number one priority. At GSU, they take your passion and purpose seriously. Learn how Governor State University puts you and your future first at the undergraduate open house on Saturday, November 4th from 10 to 1. Governor State University, where your passion is first and your purpose is forever. Visit govst.edu/open house.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw, except third and one or fourth and one when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game.
Oh,
maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The NFL and the Chicago Bears. Terry Bors is back and will be joining the Bernstein and Goff Show November 15th at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage from 1 to 6.
I can't trust anybody but me to do it.
Listen for your chance to win tickets to this exclusive broadcast as The Score kicks off Terry's A Score of a Lifetime book signing tour. To pre-order your copy of A Score of a Lifetime, visit triumphbooks.com/Terry Bors.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hub Arc isn't that getting better than this?
Hub is taking your calls, and we have some news here. Ian Rappaport has just tweeted Hub that Roger Goodell has notified Browns wide receiver Josh Gordon that he will be reinstated to the NFL on a conditional basis.
And Josh Gordon said, please, no, I do not want to be reinstated. How about him doing that, you know, a day after the trade deadline, too, huh?
Reinstated to the Browns is like placing someone on a crashing plane.
Well, yeah, but actually, I think, thank God we just saved Todd at least for another week or two. Yeah. And you know, guys, the Browns actually did make a statement after the last reinstatement was denied that they didn't envision Gordon returning to the team. So it'll be interesting to see how they react to this now. They can't trade him, but whether they release him or activate him, we'll be very curious to watch.
In Melrose Park, this is Vince on The Score.
Hello, boys. So my question is in regards to the development of Mr. Trubisky. What coach has been tasked with his development specifically? Does that fall strictly on the quarterback coach, or is that more of a combination between the offensive coordinator and the quarterback coach, or is it going to take a village to raise the Trubisky? You know, how's that going to work exactly? Who's going to get the credit for that when he does well, or who's going to get the blame for it if he doesn't pan out in these next two, three seasons?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know about credit and blame. They'll be lining up to avoid blame if he fails, and then lining up to take credit if he succeeds. But he is a student of Dave Ragone, the quarterback's coach, and Dowell Loggins, the offensive coordinator. John Fox is very much involved in the maturing, if you will, the teaching the NFL life, if you will, to his quarterback and the leader of his team. So it's really a three-man job, and as far as how the split goes between Ragone and Loggins, I'd say it's probably 60% Ragone and 40% Loggins, and that will those percentages will flip as Trubisky has more starts under his belt. But it's kind of a co-parenting job right now between the quarterback coach and the offensive coordinator.
This is Doug in Zion. He's on The Score.
Hey, how's it going, guys? What I want to ask you is two questions. The first one is, what are the chances Vic Fangio is on the Bears coaching staff in any capacity next year? And if the Bears are going to go after a receiver in free agency, who should they go after?
I'm giving away everything. That's my column for the paper tomorrow. I can't tell you what the chances are. There are so many variables. And actually, I did write extensively on this for tomorrow's papers, so, you know, the Herald, the Shaw papers. His contract is up at the end of this year. There were, Fangio's that is, there were reports of friction between he and John Fox at the end of last year, which both dismissed. There have been no recent reports of any friction or any concerns. There's certainly no sign of it if there is. We don't know if John Fox is going to do well enough to keep his job. If he is let go, we don't know if Vic Fangio would be interviewed for the job. I suspect that Vic Fangio will attempt to be interviewed for other jobs that open up, and we don't know if he'd be a serious candidate for those. He hasn't been in the past, so it would be a long shot for him to get a head job somewhere else. But these are all variables that we don't know the answer to. So for me to give you the odds on his returning, I don't know what to tell you. I do know that there will be at least, three, four, five, maybe six, seven coaching changes. They'll all be putting together staffs. He'll be a free agent. He would be in demand with every one of them. So it could be tricky getting him back, but we just got to let this play out. I mean, he's building something that's looking kind of interesting here, and he may want to see it through, particularly if the staff is staying together for at least one more year. So unfortunately, we got to wait and see on that one, but it should be a valid concern of Bears fans because he probably is the most important guy in Lake Forest right now. He's the one who's having the most success. Free agent wide receivers, the top of the list are the guys you didn't want this year. Alshon Jeffrey is going to be one of the top wide receivers. There's reports that Jarvis Landry could be let go rather than re-signed, but I don't know that I buy that. He's too good to let him hit the market. There's several pretty good receivers who we think that their current teams are going to re-sign them, but there is no guaranteed list of big-time number ones that right now that we know are going to be available.
Drew in Kenosha, you're next on the Score.
Hi. I have a couple questions. One of them has to do with comparing Mitchell Trubisky to Deshaun Watson. And I watched the game on Sunday, the Texans and the Seattle, and I saw him throw a lot of touchdown, like four touchdown passes or whatever. But he also threw three interceptions, and I think about, do you think that Mitchell Trubisky's ceiling is as high or higher than Deshaun Watson, given that Deshaun Watson has advantages like better receivers, a coach like Bill O'Brien, and more of a scheme that can enable him to show off his talents? And then question number two is, do you think that the Green Bay Packers, without Aaron Rodgers, have what it takes to win the NFC North, or are we looking at a team that's going to completely tank?
All right, well, getting to number one, you kind of threw some variables in there that are mutually exclusive. When you talk about a player's ceiling, that is his ability to play the game, and then his ability to reach it is impacted by his receivers, his coaches, and the people around him. So, yes, I believe that the ceilings for Trubisky and Watson are very similar. I think Trubisky may have a slightly stronger arm. Watson may be a slightly better athlete, but I think their ceilings are very similar. I think any comparisons right now are meaningless and silly because, Watson does have DeAndre Hopkins, one of the best receivers in football, Will Fuller, who's developing into a monster, even C.J. Fedorowicz, who's becoming a much better receiving tight end. Trubisky has none of that, and so he's not going to be able to do the things that Watson is doing right now. And even more than that, Watson has those 35 games at Clemson, those four playoff games, those two championship games. Trubisky has none of that. So it's almost like you're lining Trubisky up 20 yards behind the starting line that Watson is at, and you're going to have to wait at least another full season. Athletically and arm talents, their ceilings appear to be fairly similar. Whether Trubisky eventually shows and develops the same intuitiveness, the innate feel for the game, the understanding the quarterback's head, that we don't know. Clearly, Watson has that. That's why I said draft time. I'm going to go back from it now. I liked Watson a little bit more than Trubisky, a lot more, because I didn't realize Trubisky was as good an athlete as he is, and I like Trubisky more now. But I thought Watson was the better choice, and he's having the better rookie year. That doesn't mean that's where they'll be in 2 or 3 years.
Hub, thanks for your time and the information as always.
All right, guys, take care.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwest. Well, let me start over. Can we get the lightning again? No, just gonna.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern football
update.
It's both. They're hand in hand. It's now,
right, but you can't.
Now I gotta go again.
You can't hear lightning.
Ladies and gentlemen,
scoreboard.
Of course you
update.
Can hear lightning. It's like.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to a man who's already got nerves about a bad date that he's about to go on.
Kevin's going to be home by 8 o'clock tonight.
Oh, my God.
I won't miss much of the game then. It's win-win.
Kevbo, alleviate some of that pressure before you go there.
Right? No. Not going to do that. From the Northwestern.
If you want to look like a big shooter tonight, ask the restaurant to put that big game on the television for you.
Yeah. I have to tell
you. Excuse me, hon. Can you put this game on over here?
I love sports. It's a classy joint. I'm not going to have the sports game on television.
For my next Comcast Sportsnet TV appearance. I need to know these things.
That is NBC Sports Chicago to you, sir.
Yeah. You're no better than the bartender.
What does that mean? Oh, God. Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm no better than him.
Same level. He can get through an update at least.
I don't know. Can he? I don't know.
Sorry, buddy. Go ahead.
All right. You get thunderclap one more time.
Scoreboard update.
Ah, from the Northwestern.
Scoreboard update.
Northwestern Football Update Studio. I'm Kevin Zepak.
Scoreboard update.
Join homegrown head football coach Pat Fitzgerald and the Wildcats at Ryan Field for Big Ten games against Purdue and Minnesota. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Baseball ends tonight. Dodgers host the Astros in Game 7 of the World Series. Pitching matchup will feature Yu Darvish and Lance McCullers, but all hands on deck tonight.
Scoreboard update.
Clayton Kershaw available for the Dodgers, and despite starting last night's game, Justin Verlander has not been ruled out tonight for the Astros. In town tonight, hockey at the United Center as the Blackhawks host Philadelphia.
This is not the time to do hockey.
But Alex DeBrinkert will move up to the top line as
the Hawks. Who the hell is he?
He's a rookie. He's playing left wing. See? Listen to me. Look at me go. Okay. Hawks trying to avoid losing four straight games. Basketball, Bulls on the road tonight down in Miami to face off with the Heat. And finally in football, the Bears practice today for the final time until Monday. They're off to enjoy their bye week. And Browns wide receiver Josh Gordon was made aware today that he will be reinstated on a conditional basis. He has not played in the league since 2014. Your chance to start earning extra money begins now. Amazon is hiring part-time associates in Crest Hill. Apply today at amazon.com/JolietJobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. And this scoreboard update is brought to you by Webb Chevy. Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. I'm Kevin Zepak.
Scoreboard update.
I knew that one was coming. You're listening to 670 The Score.
Scoreboard update.
That one was coming.
No, actually, I did not envision that one appearing on me. Or near me. Celebrating 20.
What's going on right now?
Did you rewire something?
I'm shook. I'm shook.
What the hell's going on out here?
Ad lib chip is broken.
Did I ever have one?
Football.
We'll find out tonight. Can you live stream this date?
You want me to throw it on Periscope?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not going to do that. That's a little voyeuristic for a first date situation.
It's going to be quick.
Oh, it's a first date?
Well, not technically.
That's why I told him to send an Uber for
it. It's kind of a complicated situation. I don't want to get too much into it.
Is she married or something?
We wouldn't understand.
Yeah.
It's a very difficult situation.
Bring this music down. Yeah, bring this music.
Are we going to get real now?
It's her third marriage. It's also some sort of Chechenian holiday.
No, none of that. She's not a Chechen rebel.
Okay.
So is she a UNLV
rebel? She's not married.
She's a running rebel.
She's from the North. She's not a running rebel either.
So how'd you meet this beautiful woman?
Mutual friends.
Why do you assume she's beautiful?
Because she's caught with me, Dan. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
Look at me.
Yeah, he's got good taste.
I'm the best looking guy at the station, for
except
sure.
Except for that one time that he went out with me.
Romantically?
No, he went to a bar with me, a club with me.
And an Adam's apple showed up.
No, she did not have...
Oh. Are we making you late, Kevbo? Like, honest question. I don't want
No, we're joshing you here. No, we're good. I got a little bit of leeway here.
Don't worry, he's going to leave.
Got a buffer zone.
She's going to leave early anyway, so...
You're really instilling the utmost confidence in me.
No, I believe in you, though. You got good hair today.
Mm-hmm.
I saw your outfit. You're looking good.
Okay, yeah. You and Shane, shout out to you guys for being the voices of reason.
Yeah, you don't want to be too matchy-matchy with
the
clothes. Right. So you met this woman through a mutual friend.
Mutual friends.
So if it goes awry, will you guys still be able to be around that group of people?
Well, okay. The deal is basically she was friends with my good friend's ex-girlfriend. So when we went out initially a few months back, it was the day they broke up. So we thought, okay, you know, maybe this isn't the right time for this given the circumstances.
Right.
But now.
Boring.
You asked. So now it's you know, the time is right.
What kind of food you guys going out to get? You don't want to do anything too messy or anything you might have to
calzones.
He's going out with size trezzo.
Ribs and tacos for everybody.
So what kind of food you getting?
I don't really know what kind of specialties this joint features. I'm not going to say the name of it.
If the date goes well, do you have a drink spot that you want to take her to?
Well, this is kind of a hybrid. It's kind of a cocktail.
No.
Take
her to another spot.
You have your food
a
there.
A post spot spot.
Yeah. I mean, whatever your budget is looking
bear
like.
Bear in mind, I got to be back up here in the morning to work the morning show at 5 o'clock.
You really, that show runs itself. Come on.
That show runs on Duncan. Yeah, thank you very much.
Still using Rock Mamola's production.
Dustin's going to book 11 guests. You know, you guys got
Chef reinventing the wheel over here, sitting sidecar next to Chris Tannehill. I forgot.
Let's go. So, yeah, take it to her second spot after the food.
Any recommendations? Reverie, maybe?
No, don't you ever go back to Reverie.
They won't let me back in there.
CH Distillery, you know, got some good drinks over there.
Okay.
Dan, anywhere that he should go get a drink at? Any one of these hotel bars?
Have you been to the Violet Hour?
I have, yeah. It's not my favorite.
Oh, okay. A specialty drink joint? Three dots and a dash?
Ooh, pricey.
What's your budget for this date? $150? $200?
You know, I'm going on vacation tomorrow as well, so I got to factor that into it.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Blue Island is pricey these days.
Mundelein is really.
A couple bills, we'll say. You know, $200. I had a good year.
All right. I hear you talk that ish. So $200. All right. So $100 on the date and then $100 on drinks.
Sure. Yeah. That'll fly.
And then maybe.
I'm good on that.
And then maybe if things go well, $162 on the room.
The room?
I mean, you never
know. I have an apartment.
No way. You're not taking a woman back to that apartment, are you?
What do you mean? You've never seen my apartment?
Yeah, no woman has either. That's what I'm saying.
All right. Thank you. This humiliating segment brought to you by...
Enjoy your night.
Thank you, Seagus.
Good luck.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Metra. Avoiding traffic feels awesome, astounding, amazing. And when you ride Metra, you can avoid traffic every single day. Learn about Metra's relaxing rides, convenient schedules, and 96% on-time performance now at MetraRail.com.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
It's On is brought to you by ADT. Home isn't just a place. It's the feeling of knowing you're safe. ADT lets you take that feeling with you. Learn more at ADT.com.
It's simple.
Basing everything off game 7. Simple. If there's a commercial break, might check in on new starting guard David Nwaba. And your Chicago Bulls Blackhawks power play can keep from falling down.
Stop that, too. Stop.
During commercial. Game 7. I'll get flippy.
Don't flip.
During commercial.
Stay there. Stay there.
Not during a damn commercial. I want to check in on David Nwaba.
Stay. You don't have to pronounce it like you're a part of his village. See?
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Oh my God. I'm going to do it for him. I knew he was going
to
do it.
What a great feeling to see it hit before you have a chance to think.
That's why I felt bad about even...
You've done that bit before.
I have not.
Yes, you have.
I have never done that.
Yes, you have.
Don't.
Well, off
there it
the
is.
Air.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Faux life. Zero thumbs on this guy. My God.
It is.
Let's just stop.
That's how it's pronounced, though.
Is
it Nwaba or Nwaba?
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm asking. I don't know the correct Nigerian pronunciation.
This is what happens when he's on Twitter with a bottle of wine in a mouth. I'm not a part of this right now. So, yeah. Game 7 tonight will be fun. We think we'll see Clayton Kershaw. We think maybe we'll see Dallas Keuchel.
Yeah, no, and what I think, too, to watch, Joe Sheehan pointed this out. We didn't really get into this discussion. If you know you're only going a couple innings of Darvish or three innings of Darvish, let's say you get to the 9 spot, bases loaded, one out, bottom 2. Mm. You have to pinch hit, right?
Do you have to?
Yes. Yes. If you've already made the call that you're going with Darvish instead of Kershaw, and you know it's all hands on deck, and you got a high leverage moment.
What
that counts.
I think that would depend on score and what the pitch count of McCullers
right.
would be.
Yeah, okay, yeah, let's just say, but high leverage.
Give me the scenario.
A high leverage offensive moment that could help decide
the
game.
A bat in there.
You need
Culberson or one of those dudes in there.
I know he drew the bases loaded walk off CJ Edwards.
And flipped that bat on his ass, too.
I know he did, but no, because you're more likely to have one of those Rich Hill at bats like last night.
God, dude. What are you doing?
That was clown
just go up there
show.
Without a bat.
Just go up there without a bat and say, right. Just stand in the box without a bat. All right. So what are you looking forward to game seven wise? We all know we're all watching game seven. What are you looking forward to, Shep?
Just the use of pitchers. The whole discussion in here all day has been, when do you see Kershaw? When do you see Jansen? There's reports out, Andy McCullough and others, saying that the Dodgers might use Jansen as the bridge guy to get to Kershaw instead of Kershaw.
That's what
to
Tanny
get to
mentioned
him.
Earlier on in the show. So, they touched up Jansen in game two, and that Superman cape has not been on him.
Yeah,
game five. But the first time we saw it, I was like, wait a minute, he is human in game two. And, you know, what was Terry used to say, once you bore a team's closer in the first game of a series, you're good for the rest of the series. I mean, they did it in game two, and he hasn't looked like, you know, Kenley Jansen that we've seen before. Tanny, what are you looking forward to in game seven tonight?
Just the weird things that happen, who's going to be the hero, you know, just a little bounce, you know, a little break. Bad call either way. Just those little things. Also, like, I think the Astros are swaggy enough to get this thing done tonight, because I feel like the pressure's on the home team in a game seven.
But history says it's not after winning a game six. It's something like 12 out of 14 of the home teams that win the game six win the series. I don't know why that is, because, you know, I don't believe in game-to-game momentum. But history says if the home team wins, they usually win the series.
Really? I'm just hoping for a good one. I would hate for me to get primed and ready for this thing tonight, and it's 6-0 after two innings. You know, and the air's let
top
out
of your head, what's your best game seven you remember, baseball-wise?
Baseball?
Last year.
Well, take that out. I mean, obviously.
All right.
No Chicago tie.
What are we talking? Any series or any, World Series?
Go for it. Any series.
Didn't
Marlins and Cleveland?
Was the Ken Griffey slide?
That was a game five. It was a take all, but yeah.
Well, yeah, Jose Mesa with the Marlins and the Indians.
And Renteria was it?
Yeah,
I was there.
Yeah, oh, were you?
I was there
using Les Grobstein's press pass.
Well, there it is, and all his media guys too.
0-1 for me with Rivera getting beat against the Diamondbacks.
I don't remember it fondly.
I'm gonna go 92 Braves Pirates with.
Sid Bream?
Sid Bream, yeah. I was thinking that, okay.
That was just Sid Bream. That's me and Bob Horner. Okay.
Oh, so Jesus.
What year was that, 92?
Wow. A year later. Well, wow.
Then that was the streak that started with the Pirates not being .500, wasn't it? Then the following year?
The end of the Van Slyke.
Like 20 years Bonilla or something?
Bonds era. Yeah.
Francisco Cabrera. That's what I mean. A guy you never heard of walking it off. You never hear from again after that. Just those little moments. That's why we love baseball.
Wash yourself in it.
Got a parody song and baseball love all in the same.
Oh, dude, this is.
And joy. Yeah. Don't forget the joy.
Oh, don't ever forget the joy. Speaking of, are we going to talk to Lawrence?
Sure.
All right. Let's do that after a break. You listen to the Bernstein and go.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pro customers buy building supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 20% every day. Buy in bulk and save up to 20% on concrete, gypsum, and gypsum accessories. At Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Discount applies to contractor pack items. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
So, why therapy? What's on your mind?
Well, Doc, I love helping people learn, and I work at Hyundai. When I started, I got to help people learn that Hyundai has
America's best warranty?
Right, or that Hyundai's
ranked number one in customer loyalty.
Right, or that Hyundai has
three different SUVs, from the Tucson to the seven-passenger Santa Fe.
Yeah, but now with the internet, even when I try to share breaking news, like
the Elantra and 2018 Sonata both being named a 2017 IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus? When equipped with optional automatic emergency braking and dynamic bending lights.
Everyone already seems to know.
Ah, that must be frustrating.
Yeah.
Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. For a limited time, lease a 2017 Tucson for just $139 a month for 24 months with $33.39 due at signing. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Means business.
If you want to be in full space command of your Xfinity XFi Wi-Fi, it's very easy to do so. The Wi-Fi coverage for your entire home lets you stream in any room on any device, and you can get ultimate control of your home Wi-Fi network with easy-to-use tools across your mobile device, laptop, and Xfinity X1 box as well. This is so easy, so convenient. You can pause home Wi-Fi network access for any device or profile. Say somebody's on punishment. No more Wi-Fi for you. You go to bed. Right after you eat your broccoli. You got a family with kids. You can set the parental controls. You can set the bedtime schedules. It is absolutely awesome what Xfinity XFi is doing for you. It is the future of awesome. You can change the way you Wi-Fi. Get started today with Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com today for more details. Offer ends November 22nd, 2017. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Chicago. One night in 2016 was not enough. Now in 2017, you get closer. Guns N' Roses. This Monday night at United Center. Get access to preferred seating with your city card. Buy tickets at LiveNation.com, the venue box office, or by phone. Guns N' Roses. Not in this lifetime tour. Produced by Live Nation.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, GEICO cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the GEICO legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit GEICO.com or download the GEICO app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted. He's
so
unbelievable. I counted three absolutely blatant.
There's one where he ran off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw, except third and one or fourth and one when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game. Maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This segment brought to you by Taco Bell, introducing Taco Bell's new crispy chicken quesadilla. Boldly seasoned crispy chicken inside a cheesy quesadilla. It's a deliciously unexpected pairing. Transition brought to you by Webb Ford. For a great deal on Fords in Chicago, visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. We didn't leave you a lot of time, Lawrence, so we're not going to bug you too much.
It's all good. It's all good.
How you doing?
I'm good. It's good to see you guys.
Yeah, coming up after Bears All Access tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to keep Zach for an hour.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hang out, talk some best.
I do want to talk.
I'm the best.
Here's the thing, though. I've been dying to, cause you know how I like to have folks on for an hour?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, of course, you want to talk to Zach about the Bears, but there's so much other stuff I want to talk to Zach about.
Like?
Him being a really good play-by-play guy. You know, I want to talk to him about
Shut
that.
It down!
I want to talk to him about... Just
mechanics?
We all know the difference between on air Zach and off air Zach.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna try to tap into, because I travel with Zach with all the DePaul stuff. I want to
tap into
people,
it a little bit.
Yeah, get to know that version of Zach. So we'll do that. There'll be plenty of football conversation on the show tonight, since we'll be up against the World Series, and we'll have some fun like we did last night when I explained to Eli that TV used to go off, and he didn't. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
You play the national anthem and give me a test pattern.
Test pattern, and then you get those religious help shows at 5:30 in the morning when TV would come back on. And he was just like, I don't know. He's like, oh, Grandpa.
I just found out that, Shane was born in 91.
Think about this.
Crazy.
Jeez.
92. My bad.
This meme has been going around the internet, and it actually is. I mean, being in the White House can age anyone. Sarah Huckabee Sanders graduated high school in 2001.
Wow. Why didn't she go to class?
I'm not here to say that. All I'm just saying is that.
Yeah, so you're going to get Lawrence in trouble with the White House. All right, Lawrence, we'll be listening after Bears All
thank
Access.
Thank you, Jason.
Oh, my God. All right. Say thank you to people.
Thank you to people. James Lofton, he was a treat. Adam Kramer, Matt Miller, and Hub Arkish also joined us today.
Yeah, go back to the podcast and listen to that James Lofton interview if you want to hear something. Our video coordinator is Brian Gertz.
All right. Hope everybody had a happy Halloween.
We didn't ask you yesterday. Where'd you go to the Halloween party,
I didn't go to the Halloween party. I'm not a big Halloween guy. I kind of do it naturally.
What does that mean? What? He dresses as a vampire naturally?
What is that? Oh, my God.
He's ticklish feet.
Yeah, he's like giving you clues along the way here.
Yeah, when something happens, we're going to realize, oh, yeah.
Our EP is Nick Shepkowski.
With Charles, he's obviously going to be here now for a while, gets that contract. What do you like most about his game at left tackle?
Well, he's become a really consistent player. Not to go.
Wow.
What was that?
There was a Golden State reporter, I should have told Tanny about this, who just bailed on his question the other night with Kevin Durant. And Kevin Durant was like, damn, all right, then I'm out of here. Our Sultan of Sound, our audio overlord, the man, the myth, the legend, he is back, Chris Tannehill.
Oh, I never liked candy. I think it's just awful. I think candy corn's awful. It's like fruitcake. There's a reason they only serve fruitcake once a year because it's awful. There's a reason they only serve mint juleps once a year because they're awful. And there's a reason they only serve candy corn once a year because it's awful. Now, that does beg the question why they serve it at all. But anyway, that's my opinion.
When was your last encounter with candy corn?
Sometime when I was a kid and you eat it by the handfuls because that's all that's left and you get sick.
Mike Leach, my man.
I'm with him.
Truth teller.
100%.
Yeah, for Dan, for Brian Gertz, for Nick Shepkowski, Chris Tannehill, I'm Jason Goff. Bears All Access coming up next. And then Lawrence Holmes will have a 3/4 full boat. Make sure you turn that World Series down and listen to my man right here on 670 The Score.
We're done here.
This Win the Warm announcement is brought to you by Apple Vacations.
Molly! And Hanley here.
We want you to win the warm and escape Chicago's icy grip this winter.
And by warm, we mean Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. That warm.
Just keep listening to the Molly and Hanley Show mornings 5 to 9 starting November 13 to find out how you can win one of 5 incredible trips for 2 to Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic.
Thanks to the great people on Apple Vacations.
And 670 The Score.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Molly and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review. And
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Molly and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Nation. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted.
He's so
unbelievable. I counted three absolutely no calls blatant too.
There's one
holding
where he ran
calls.
Off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw except 3rd and 1 or 4th and 1 when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game.
Oh,
maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Can I give you some advice?
Good advice.
Good advice.
Radio.com presents Not So Nice Advice with comedian Chuck Nice.
We read advice columns, we figure out why they're wrong, and then we give you the real answer.
That's good advice.
So I'm torn because I know the teenagers make the worst decisions.
Yeah.
What you do is you teach your kids how to be smart about sex. And I'm talking to my son all the time about sex, and guess what? He's like, Dad, I'm 10.
Not So Nice Advice with comedian Chuck Nice.
Worst person to get advice.
Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all